Household Workers 2026, publication number 05-10021, January 2026, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Introduction. Do you plan to pay a housekeeper, cook, gardener, babysitter, or other household worker at least $3,000 in 2026? This includes any cash you pay for your household employees' transportation, meals, and housing. If you will pay at least $3,000 to one person, you have additional financial responsibilities. You must meet those responsibilities to ensure your household worker gets credit toward Social Security benefits and Medicare coverage. When you pay at least $3,000 in wages to a household worker, you must do the following. Deduct Social Security and Medicare taxes from their wages. Pay these taxes to the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Report the wages to Social Security. For every $3,000 in wages, most household employees earn credits toward Social Security benefits and Medicare coverage. To learn more about credits, see how your household workers earn credits for Social Security below. Generally, people need 10 years of work to be eligible for retirement benefits as early as age 62. Disability benefits for the worker and the worker's dependents, survivor's benefits for the worker's family, Medicare benefits. Are services performed by all household workers covered under Social Security? Special rules apply in the following situations. If you are in charge of a hotel, rooming house, or boarding house, report all wages. Unless household employment is the worker's primary occupation, do not pay Social Security taxes for babysitters or other workers younger than age 18. If you pay for housework performed by children who are 21 or older, pay Social Security taxes on their wages. If you pay one or more of your parents for housework, these wages may be taxable, and you should check to see if this tax rule applies in their case. Contact your local Social Security office for more information. Deducting Social Security and Medicare taxes. As an employer, you pay a 6.2% Social Security tax on up to $184,500 in 2026 of your employees' earnings and a 1.45% Medicare tax on all earnings. Employees pay the same tax rates. They also pay 0.9% more in Medicare taxes on earnings higher than $200,000, $125,000 if married, filing separately, or $250,000 if married, filing jointly. Paying taxes to the IRS. Contact the IRS about reporting requirements or forms. The IRS can tell you how to complete relevant forms and when and where to file them. Read Household Employers Tax Guide, IRS publication number 926 at www.irs.gov/publications for information about what forms you need to file and when. Things you may want to know. Keep records. Record the names, addresses, and Social Security numbers of all household workers and the wages you paid them. Copy the Social Security number directly from each person's Social Security card. If any of your employees do not have a card, they should apply for one. The best way for them to start the process is at www.ssa.gov/number-card. File IRS forms and withheld wages. Use your federal income tax return IRS Form 1040 to report wages of $3,000 or more that you paid a household worker. As the employer, pay your share of the Social Security and Medicare taxes. Also, pay the taxes you withheld from the employee's wages. Report wages to Social Security. Each year, you must send a copy A of Form W-2, Wage and Tax Statement, to us to report the wages and taxes of your employees for the previous calendar year. In addition, each employee should receive a Form W-2. Send Form W-2 to us along with a Form W-3, Transmittal of Income and Tax Statements. You are required to file a Form W-2 for wages paid to each employee that satisfies one of the options below. Income, Social Security, or Medicare taxes were withheld. Income tax would have been withheld if the employee had claimed no more than one withholding allowance or had not claimed exemption from withholding on a Form W-4, Employee's Withholding Allowance Certificate. Filing W-2s online using Business Services Online is free, fast, and secure. To get started, register for a user ID and password at the Business Services Online webpage, www.ssa.gov/bso/bsowelcome.htm. For more information, including step-by-step instructions, go to www.ssa.gov/employer-bso-hb-new.htm. If filing on paper, you can send these documents in the year following the wage reporting year. You can get these forms and the instructions for completing them by contacting any IRS office. How your household worker earns credit for Social Security. Household work is credited somewhat differently than other work. Generally, a person earns one credit for each $1,890 of reported earnings in 2026, up to a maximum of 4 credits for the year. However, a household worker will earn Social Security credit only for earnings of at least $3,000 from each employer. For example, a household employee who worked for 3 employers was paid $900, $1,100, and $2,800, respectively. A total of $4,800 would receive only one Social Security credit. An amount of $3,000 would be posted to their Social Security record. The number of credits workers, including household workers, need to be eligible for Social Security depends on their age and the kind of benefit they might be eligible to receive. Most people need about 10 years of work, 40 credits, to be eligible for benefits. Younger people need fewer credits to be eligible for disability benefits or for their family members to be eligible for survivor benefits when they die. Remember, if you do not report the wages for your employee, they may not have enough credits to receive Social Security benefits, and the amount of the benefit may be less.